Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I could be a rock and roller. Don't you think? Just like that, I could be a rock and a roller. How to benefit from listening to the DJV program. Well, you got to have your ears open, your mind open, the radio on, or various apps and streaming facilities on, and then you'll get it. The conversation, I don't know if we always get it, but you know what I mean. You get the sound. Whether you get the conversation or not is up to you more than us. But having an open mind is important for listening to this program. We have open-minded Jennifer Horn, open-minded Victoria Keelan, open-minded Jay Kirshner, and of course, I am open-minded. Doug Steffen on Monday, the 21st of February. It's President's Day. That's right, too. It's President's Day today. So a lot of schools are closed, banks are closed, that sort of thing. No mail delivery. And we hereby honor all of the presidents, more of the past, it seems. Well, no, that's not fair, because a lot of people think the last bunch of presidents have been great. Officially known as Washington's birthday, let's see, Washington was actually born on February 22nd, and then February 12th was, I think, Abraham Lincoln's birthday, right? Isn't that how it works? Not mistaken. So
I know. Lincoln was either 12th or the 14th, whatever it was, and then they voted to combo the two days
right.
together
to accommodate the have them on a Monday, so you can accommodate all the union hacks that were pushing to have a 3-day weekend. And so here we are on the air to save the day for all those other lazy, no good so and so's who are taking the day off. And then we could have a quiz at some point in time as to who I could give you a description of somebody, and you could tell me who that president was. Shall I do that? Which of the four most recent presidents was not left-handed? George Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Anybody?
George W., because I know Obama is, and I think Trump was too, right?
Yeah.
I would guess Clinton. Did you say Clinton?
No, I think George W. is right-handed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right?
President.
Very good.
George W., yeah. Which president was the subject of a scandalous memoir in which the author claimed that she had sex with him in the White House coat room? John Kennedy, Bill Clinton, Franklin Roosevelt, Warren Harding.
Oh.
That's a good question. That's worth thinking.
It's the easy guess is Clinton.
It's not Clinton.
Not
no.
Clinton, right?
No.
I don't know. Who else was getting it on?
And Kennedy, it would have been too new, so it would have had to have been someone else.
Someone else.
Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Wait,
the answer is coming up here.
What were the other choices?
The other choices were, all the choices, Kennedy, Clinton, Roosevelt, and Harding.
Harding?
Warren Harding. Warren G. Harding.
I would guess Warren G. Harding.
In school?
He has huge sideburns, right?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact.
That's what I remember about him. Did he hook up in a coat room?
Harding was you think Kennedy was a womanizer. Harding had a reputation as being the supreme womanizer of all presidents of the United States.
Let's go with him.
Yeah, let's go with him. I'd say that was a pretty good guess. Yes, Harding was the answer. And there are the vice presidents. Who was George Washington's vice president, remember? Anybody remember?
Yeah. No.
You don't remember the Adams family?
This is really fun.
Vice president?
This is really fun.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we'll put those aside. And we'll
I've been up for 6 minutes, and it's a test.
Yeah, right.
All right. The test. Well, I guess the test is, will Russia send its troops into Ukraine? The Ukrainians have asked for a ceasefire. If they haven't gone in yet, where do they cease firing from? Has there been shooting? I didn't see anything.
Wait, there have been a ton of shelling.
Shelling.
So Right.
Lovely.
So, well, not shellings, but shelling. And what that means is that one side, like pro-Russia forces, allegedly, if you believe how the news is coming out, who the hell knows what's going on over there? Pardon my HE double hockey sticks, but there's a lot of weirdness happening with all of this. But shellings are when there's like a false flag operation, basically, where someone attacks another building or something. In fact, Ukraine said that a kindergarten got attacked by pro-Russian forces, and they do that to try to draw the other side into war. So that's what they mean when you hear that. You've been hearing that term a lot. And according to Ukraine, anyway, Russia's been doing that. So I think Russia's saying, hey, enough, let's you know, back to the old drawing board. And so I guess over the weekend, Biden and got Putin to agree to sit down for some summit. Some people are wondering whether or not Putin's really sincere about having this summit with Biden. And it's just, you know, it's more of the same. Is he buying time? Is an invasion imminent?
What is this, a game? This is a big game.
It's like psycho chess is what I call it.
It is,
right?
Yeah. The intel says Russia has given the orders for the invasion.
But it's already out.
CBS News. Yeah, yeah. Moving forward with plans to invade. I believe this will be the end of Putin. How do you like that? I think whatever happens, however it happens, I think that this spells the demise. Whether it's quick or long, this is the end of Putin. I don't know why. I just
feel
that in
my gut. Like, you think he'll be killed in this? Or
I think
you just
he will.
Because he already signed into law that he's president forever as long as he lives.
Yeah, I don't know that this is. I wish I could agree with you, but I don't have that same gut instinct. I don't.
Okay, well, it's all right. You don't have to have the same gut instinct.
No, I know. I mean, just the feeling, you know, like that this would be looming.
Yeah, Navalny's still in prison, probably barely clinging to life, so he really doesn't even have an opposition anymore.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I feel that way. I just feel that way. And so.
So I hope you're right.
I hope you're right, too.
Good to hold. You know what? Thoughts are things. You hold on to thought. A lot of Western intelligence suggests the commanders have received orders to proceed with an invasion. Who does it this way? This reminds me of what went on because, was it during, what war was it when we were telling the news media what we were going to do?
Why? A couple of our mistakes. We've done that a few times.
Right, yeah. So why would he tell everybody that he was going to do it and then huff and puff till he blows their house down?
I don't think he's telling. It's the fact that he's already got military deployed. I mean, in the numbers of 150,000 troops already deployed. So, of course, there would have to be a military order. I don't think anybody's telling on him. He's trying to like get the word out there that he's doing it. I think it's happened. Like, hey, we're ready to go. Wait for our command. And that's shouldn't be a surprise. I know everybody this weekend was like, oh, the orders are out there. Well, the orders started when 150,000 troops marched into the area. So
what other clue do you need?
Yeah.
For those who are clueless,
they're not there selling Girl Scout cookies.
Clue.
Is my point, right?
No. Do they sell Girl Scout cookies in Russia? They must have some kind of, yeah, I think so. Speaking of that,
you will
area,
buy these.
Yeah, you will buy these.
Everybody has to get six, right?
They come laced with performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah,
they get the Girl Scouts at a really young age.
There it is. All right. So speaking of young, the Olympics are over. Thank heavens! What a waste of time and effort. Too bad, not for the all the participants, but for those who would use this for political, everything is political. I'd love to be able to figure out a way to put the brakes on all of that stuff. The rejection of that request by American figure skaters to have their silver medals awarded before the end of the Olympics did not happen. There's a so-called court of arbitration for sport saying in Beijing that the appeal by the 9 skaters was dismissed.
I'm guessing none of them were Chinese, right?
No, it's our team. It's just Team America.
I know. That's
we won.
Protesting Kamila Valieva and what happened with her.
It's ridiculous to deny the other teams their medals. I mean, they said it could be years before
the Olympics are over. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll predict something that is predictable and maybe has some more.
Boy, Vladimir Putin and.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Olympics, there. Look at what's.
Miss Cleo over here. He's on a roll.
I know. Follow me now.
What are the lottery numbers? Can we go through those real quick?
Hold on.
Yes, Jay. Yes.
The upcoming ones?
No.
We can go by
tickets. Numbers are 25, 39, 52, 61, 67. The quick pick number is 20. How's that?
All right, I'll have to go buy those. Buy those exact numbers.
Mine. All right, the ceremonies are over. Let's see what happened as far as the numbers. I'm looking at the medal count here. Looks like Norway was the number one winner, 16 golds, 37 total. Wow, that's good. U.S. was in fourth position, 8 golds and 25 total medals. All I want to know is that we beat the Russians.
We did not beat China. China came in third. Yeah, I think it was Norway, then Germany.
Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then China, and then us. I don't know where ROC finished. I didn't.
Number 9. 6 okay. gold, 12 silver, 14 bronze, 32 total.
Do AOC all the golds was in? Have? Do all the golds have a little asterisk?
An asterisk?
Yeah. Should.
I didn't know.
Just, I think it's just
the Olympics.
Yeah,
the
I
IOC.
Just think it's
the IOC.
It's ROC is Russia. So it's just ridiculous
ROC.
Though that the skaters who placed and were award, you know, should be awarded these medals to have that moment on the podium, to be able to have, you know, that photo op with the medal around their neck. It's just ridiculous that they are denying every other team just because one team cheated. I mean, they're literally doing this ass backwards. They're punishing everyone else who should not be punished, and they allowed the 15-year-old girl
so
to
the
skate.
Olympics are
and isn't that the whole thing with the ROC, that they wanted to not punish the Olympic athletes that weren't doing anything wrong, and now it's completely flipped upside
they're the
around.
Reason for punishing everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would like to have seen AOC as a skier. What do you think? She'd have been good?
As a skier.
Yeah. As a skier. Sliding down. Oh, there's that Olympic skier from Finland. You see the story about Remy Lindholm fell, and then his fingers and hands apparently froze. It was a long race. He's in a long race. The temperature is so cold in northern China where they did the skiing that this fellow, I've had this, but this is the extreme version of it. His appendages actually froze. So, I just thought that was one of the stories. One of the stories that I saw that I thought was of interest and import. But at any rate, the Olympics, thank heavens, that's over. So, then we can talk about things that are closer to home, like Kim Potter getting 2 years. Was that appropriate?
Oof.
Former
a lot
police
of people
officer.
Upset that it was only 2 years. She's going to be out in like 15 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's appropriate. That woman was not mean.
I get it, yeah, but someone lost that. Their life. And it was a murder, right?
One
it wasn't premeditated,
things.
It was accidental.
18 after the hour.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Monday is upon us, and the trending items of interest and import involving Alec Baldwin and who shot first. I guess maybe is, well, who shot at all? We'll discover the results, the answer to that question, right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so, Jay, what do we have? The latest, Alec Baldwin is exonerated in a manner of speaking?
Is I wouldn't go that far. One of the things that he has said in regarding to the accidental shooting of Helena Hutchins is that he never pulled the trigger of what he thought was a harmless prop. And the Santa Fe County District Attorney said her team conducted an informal experiment to see if what he was saying was even possible, if there was any way for the gun to go off without him pulling the trigger. And what they found was it was. Somebody on her team actually had a old-type revolver, so
they brought it in, they had their experiments, and they found the conclusion was you can pull the hammer back without actually pulling the trigger and without locking it. And when you pull it back partway and it doesn't lock and then let it go, the firing pin can hit the primer of the bullet. So they found that what Alec Baldwin was saying and his kind of defense that he never pulled the trigger is very plausible. Not sure what's going to happen with this information, but that's kind of like the next step.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really people need to know is who, and they're doing forensic studies on this right now, and hopefully they'll get a fingerprint of who actually touched the bullet and who else had fingerprints on the gun. Because that's the thing, everybody's blaming everybody else. Alec Baldwin, which I don't think this is his fault, but the assistant director who was the one who said cold gun, he says, well, no, it wasn't his fault. And then Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, she says, well, it wasn't her fault. So it's like, well, okay, it was someone's fault that a live round got into the gun. So hopefully with forensic testing, they can figure out maybe where the bullet came from and who touched it.
And there could be multiple people at fault due to pure negligence.
Yeah,
somebody's definitely guiltier than the rest, but there are definitely...
Which is, I think, clearly what it is. I don't think anybody was trying to kill anybody.
Right.
I do.
Yeah. The way a gun works, the little bit of energy that it takes to pop off a round, in a manner of speaking, how that hammer, even, you know, it's a small device, and how much spring can there be in that? It doesn't take much to set a bullet off. I would say that's my observation here from thinking about it a lot. You know, no matter what the gun is, it doesn't seem like it takes that much effort to basically explode this device that's in this cap, to send it flying. I find that kind of fascinating. All right, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia America announced its first NFT series based on RoboDog, the robot puppy and star of Kia's Super Bowl spot. Partnering with NFT platform Sweet and the Pet Finder Foundation, the series is available in three unique and accessible collections, with 90% of all primary sales proceeds benefiting the Pathfinder Foundation to help animals in need find their forever homes. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
They told me the tanks are actually moving. The planes are actually flying. The bombs are actually dropping. We're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Russia continues to move troops along its border, posturing for an invasion into their neighbor Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers say now is the time to impose sanctions. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News says Biden becoming president is the best thing that could have happened for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Last month, I forced a vote in the United States Senate on sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Every single Democrat in the Senate had voted for my sanctions legislation twice previously. So ironically, while at the same time they were calling the filibuster a Jim Crow racist relic from the past, that same day they were filibustering to protect Russia and Putin, and 44 Democrats gave in to political pressure from the Biden White House. They voted in favor of Russia against sanctions. The president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Ukraine, the president of the Ukrainian parliament all explicitly said, if you want to stop this invasion, sanction Nord Stream 2. Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
February 15th, an explosion on the sun extended millions of kilometers into space. The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stocklow.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on President's Day, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are all present and at the ready, looking around at the things that people will be talking about today. That is, what's open and what isn't. If you were going to work today like it was normal, you're going to be in charge of the Keurig machine. Is that what they do when they go? Different people every week have charge of the Keurig machine to bring in the stuff that they put in to make the coffee.
I would imagine most companies with the Keurig machine probably have office-sponsored Keurigs, but I could be wrong. I know that's how it works in our office.
What do you mean a person is in charge? Do you mean like an employee is assigned to make coffee for everyone?
Wow. Like you're the snack monitor for the week or something?
Is that what you mean? No, because they're individual cups.
Yeah.
There was a Keurig in the office that I used to work in. You just walk in, you pop a pod in, and make a cup of coffee, and that was it.
But who brings the Keurig, who brings those little things in?
Usually the owner, I would imagine, right?
I don't remember, yeah.
So your father brings it in, or you bring it in? Cause
he does, yeah. Well, my dad brings it in because he is Mr. Costco. Occasionally, since you want to know about our Keurig habits, occasionally if I get tired of the two options, which is usually a nice, you know, like donut shop, regular and decaf, then I might bring in my own personal Keurig because, you know, sometimes I have the flavors. So right now on my desk, I happen to have some pumpkin spice left over from the holidays. Then occasionally I'll pop into the machine. Anything else you'd like to know?
I want to know what's open and what isn't.
For a guy who doesn't even drink coffee, right?
I know.
He's so confused.
Well, but, that, but I want everybody to feel a part of the culture here. So just because I don't
drink coffee.
You know
what was really funny? And this is just so silly and stupid, but this weekend I was been refinancing my house, and so I had to sign some papers this weekend. And the guy comes over. He actually met me at my dad's house because in my he's on title, not on loan. It's a whole story. Anyway. So he needed to sign off. And so the guy comes over to my dad's house, and it was early in the morning on a Saturday. So I said, would you like some coffee? And he said, oh, yes, that'd be great. So I went and made him just donut shop regular coffee, and I handed it to him. And he was like, wow, this coffee is this is amazing. What did you do to this coffee? I was like, it's a Keurig cup. Sorry. But he was really going for it. You know, he thought it was good. Thought it was delicious.
School vacation week this week here where I am. Is it down in New Jersey? Is it school vacation week this week in New Jersey?
I don't know. I don't know children.
We don't have that here. There's not a school vacation week.
No,
I know what
not
you're talking
so much.
About, but
yeah, here
the winter break
we
exists. I just don't know. I think like a friend of mine teaches at a private school in New York, and so they have this is their winter break week. It usually starts with President's Day, and then it extends that week. But yeah, other than that, I'm not sure.
It's really interesting how things with the Super Bowl being done. But with the fact that there are a lot of people that want to go to the West Coast or the West Coast to the East Coast, I'm going out to California Thursday night. I thought I'd go a day early. Well, I actually have several medical appointments to see what I can do by getting my eyes fixed on Friday. And
what's wrong with your eyes now? We know you hurt your arm, but what happened to your
eyes? No, I've been thinking about doing this for years.
Oh, LASIK?
And, no, more than, there's a different kind of... There's a procedure that's one step above LASIK. Jack's had it. Jack Stockwell had it done. And some other
people
I know.
You're not getting cataracts, are you?
I'm not getting. Well, I have a little bit of a. The reason that you can get it done, at least partially, is because if you have a little bit of a development of. Not cat. What's the other? Yeah, no, cataracts. They take the cataract out. They take the lens of your eye out literally, and they
be careful with that.
In
my mom
one.
Had really bad results with hers, and still suffers with it. It didn't get any better for her.
Well, most of the people I've talked to have had it. Now you're going to turn me off to these people.
Well, she just got cataracts. I don't know what you are looking at. I just know that she had cataract surgery, and I guess I didn't realize this, but I guess maybe some of you have had cataract surgery. They sell you on different lenses. Like, you can get the new replacement luxury lens or whatever. She just got the one her insurance covered, and she still can't see at night. She still has haloing.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the one that insurance covers. I'm going to do the whole
Wait, they put a whole new lens in your eye?
They cut off the top and put a whole new one on,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. I'm just tired of not...
Yeah, that's not a time. That's like discount sushi. You don't do it. Like, go for the most that you can get.
Because my mom... There were like two levels, like three different levels or something. And so my mom's like, well, the insurance will cover this one. I think she paid a little more for the second one. And we're like, well, would they probably just, you know, amp up the third one. No, she really regrets it. You can't go back. It's not like you can go back and take it back.
No,
so.
That is. But Jack was very happy with his. He doesn't wear glasses at all anymore. And I know some other people who have been... LASIK, it's safe, but you have to go have it again. It's 4 or 5 years, and then my son went through this. He's had it twice, as a matter of fact.
You know what's funny is that my LASIK held up. Until the detached retina, and then now my eyes just stink. But before that, it had held up for a good amount of time.
I have some friends who've been like 10 or 12 years now, and they're great. So
let's tell the audience what happens then if they're contemplating LASIK, if you know of it or if you've had it done. So, Jennifer, in your case, you had it done, and what was the problem before, and what was the how was the problem?
Well, I went to a really good doctor near me because my stigma. So most people only have astigmatism in both in one eye. Mm-hmm. I have it in both, and mine was really bad. And so I had gone to a couple of doctors, and you know the places that you see on television, Laser Eye Center, or, you know whatever it's called.
You don't go to any place that advertises on TV.
Well, no,
it's
but
like
those
your
doctors.
Fat frozen.
Those doctors looked at me and they were like, you have, because you have to shave off your eye to get the correction. They said, you have too much astigmatism in both eyes for us to get you a correction. You don't have enough to shave off to make the correction. And then I went to another doctor who was actually one of the doctors, he's retired now, but was integral in developing the laser. And he said, oh no, we can absolutely do this. And so he did it and it was a little scary, because they couldn't reattach my cornea back because they had made such a correction. He was a little concerned about it, but they put the hard contacts in overnight. They told me to shut my eyes for like literally 24 hours. I had to keep my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. And boy, I was nervous thinking, this, what did I do? But the minute I opened my eyes at the doctor's office, it was like I could see again. I mean, it was like, you know, a little baby deer seeing again for the first time.
Did you drive yourself there?
No, I had to have my mom drive me back and forth.
If you had your eyes closed for 24 hours, that was
yeah. And they also offer you like Valium or something, which I wasn't going to take. And thank God I did. My mom's like, don't be a hero. Take the Valium. And thank God because
be
they had trouble. because they had a trouble reattaching it, and it was nerve wracking. And had I not taken that Valium, I probably would have been like.
Well, you're watching the whole thing happen too.
Like, yeah, my mom coming at you
that,
and like cutting everything.
My mom knew that there was a problem because they had the surgery piped out into the waiting room for her to watch. And as they cut the video feed, and it was probably at the same time when I could hear them go, nurse, bring me a sponge. And I was like, oh, God, what's going on? They cut the feed. So she's like, something's going on in there. And the 5 minutes and I took like 20 minutes and I, but they got it fixed. And I loved it. And I have never had a problem. And then when I had the detachment in my retina, still my one eye is pretty good, but the other one has just got so much. I mean, I have real issues with depth perception now. And
do you have to wear glasses to drive at night?
I don't have to, but I do. I mean, my doctor, I have a really great doctor in Los Angeles who fixed me and literally saved me from being blind. He tells me that every day. He's like, you dodged a bullet. And so I do have glasses, but he got me to 20/30 in the eye. It's just, there's so much distortion. It looks sometimes in certain lights that I'm looking like through a fish tank in some lighting.
Oh.
And so he said that's normal. It's just that the fluid doesn't. When he fixed it, there's just fluid in there that he couldn't get out. So, but I'm lucky. So I don't have to wear them at night, but I do just because it makes it sharper. I'm wearing them right now talking to you. Actually.
All this started with me suggesting that it was school vacation week and I was going to Los Angeles.
How do we get into my eye health history?
Well, but it's a good lesson.
What else would you like to know?
Thinking about it. Anyway, so today's a federal holiday. Businesses, for the most part, are open, except for the $400 stores that have closed. Family Dollar. There are too many of these stores around. They sell cheap crap.
Well, you know why they closed? They found rodents.
Oh, yeah, the rodents.
Dollar.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Rodents in their
and
warehouse.
So apparently it was so bad that 400 of the stores are now temporarily closed so they can fumigate all of them. So that just sort of gives you an idea of, like, the conditions there. But
let's go buy some stuff from Family Dollar. Woo-hoo!
Well, yeah, but the problem, though, is that, and they're owned by Dollar General, I think, right? Or Dollar Tree. And so the problem, though, is that their sales are way up because a lot of people are struggling, and that's basically the only option where they can buy, you know, pet food and they get discounted medicine and, you know, all kinds of things. So it's really disturbing that they had it was Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And that's where they shut down. That's where the recall of all of these different types of, and these are FDA approved and regulated products. So it always makes me nervous when people buy pet food, you know, from places like this. But I understand if you have a pet and you need to keep the pet alive because you can't afford more than that, then, you know, I understand that. But, ugh. And then the FDA's got a whole list of stuff. If you have any of these things at home, they say to throw them out. And I know Doug's like, oh, take them back. Yes, but there are no stores open for you to return the things. So they just want to make sure that you don't use them because they're contaminated with rat feces.
I'm not an elitist. I just find that if you can buy things in there that are not made in China, fine. But just to go there to buy whatever, and then you say it's all you.
Well, no one takes like no one some like point. On a lark is like, oh, I can't wait to go to the dollar store. I mean, it's more of a necessity, and I don't think that where something is made is a priority for people who have to shop there.
No, it
there.
Probably isn't, but it ought to be. People ought to be thinking about this sort of thing. They have us right. The Chinese have managed to get us in a corner. Right, exactly. We've fallen into it. They own us. A lock, stock, and barrel. And so the more we give them our business, the Chinese government, by the way, during the Olympics, not only threatened the people from the various countries, don't say anything bad about our country, but there's a report that came out over the weekend suggesting that the Chinese government is telling every corporation from America that does business there, don't say anything bad about us or we're going to close you down. And so it was one of the reasons that there hasn't been a lot of conversation about this on a wide scale level, because the companies that are over there that are, you know, basically seeding their own nest because they get things done cheaper over there, now they have become prey for the Chinese government to literally tell them how to run their business. So there's nothing good about this connection at all. Nothing. Meanwhile, back to today, let's see, retail stores are open, liquor stores are open, supermarkets are open, convenience stores are open, restaurants open, banks are closed, stock market closed, federal offices are closed, the libraries for the most part, and most anything that's a municipal or a federal service is closed, schools, mail, no mail today, trash collection, you know, that kind of stuff. At any rate, happy President's Day to everybody. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You got fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. Monday's Tech Talk time has arrived. Victoria Keelan has also just sped up in her Lamborghini to jump into the studio to grab a microphone and to go through. Well, actually, I heard that you were going to use, I wonder what it would be like if, in fact, somebody who was an Uber driver drove a Lamborghini. You suppose there's anybody doing Uber in a Lamborghini?
I highly doubt it.
All right, what is the story with Uber?
Well, if you're confused how you ended up with a low rating as a customer on Uber, there's a new feature that will give you a little more insight. So Uber has announced an option that lets you see a breakdown of how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so a five-star rating obviously is the best, and then everything else is in between. But a lot of people find that they have a bad rating on Uber, and they don't really know what they did wrong. And so this is kind of I think it's an important step for people to know what their bad behavior is, and it's not sort of just, you know, a big mystery anymore. So right now, users, the way that this was that users of Uber were only able to see their average rating. They weren't able to see the individual ratings from drivers. And so now, in the new breakdown, if you open up settings in the Uber app and then privacy and privacy center, when you're in there, it will ask you, would you like to see a summary of how you use Uber? If you say yes, then you'll get to see view my ratings. So the goal of this, according to Uber, is to offer customers a better understanding, not just of their current rating, which is based on their most recent 500 trips on the platform, but they also are trying to incentivize good behavior, because it's sort of like flying right now. A lot of Uber customers are also misbehaving, just like a lot of people on airplanes. And so Uber said that all identifying information is kept anonymous, so you're not going to know exactly which driver gave you the one star, But Uber, as we all know, relies on a two-way rating system. So the driver gets to rate the passenger, and the passenger gets to rate the driver to keep everybody accountable. Drivers and riders with lower ratings risk becoming deactivated from the platform, and the threshold for being deactivated varies from city to city. So it could mean you have, like, you know, one or two bad rides in, you know, in New York City, but maybe you're extended five bad rides out in the suburbs. So Uber says that the U.S. city with the lowest average rider rating is New York, followed by Seattle and Washington, D.C., then San Antonio, and actually San Antonio, Texas, topped the list of the best riders. So the most polite and best passengers are in San Antonio, the worst are in New York.
What a surprise. In a moment, the FBI sounds an alarm. We'll give you the details of that right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so what's the scoop here, Victoria, with the FBI and this alarm?
They have sounded an alarm on QR codes. Now, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how the usage of QR codes just went through the roof during the pandemic. Every restaurant that you walked into, you'd have to use a QR code to have the menu pull up, right? So everybody got used to using QR codes. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That was a 44% increase. And so that's expected to rise to 100 million by 2025. However, here's the but. The FBI first issued an alert in January warning Americans that cyber criminals are tampering with QR codes, and then they redirect you to a malicious site, and they steal your login information, they're stealing financial information. Now the FBI is doubling down on this warning because apparently people are really falling victim to it, and everyone's used to using QR codes now, but they say that a lot of places are tampered with. So if you're scanning something, make sure that there isn't a sticker placed on top of the original QR code. Ooh. Because if you go into, you know, I mean, any type of convenience store or whatever, anywhere where you would, you know, not have, not necessarily a restaurant menu, but you never know, because criminals could obviously pop a sticker on there, and the next customer who comes along to read the menu or that card could be going to the wrong site. Just make sure that before you click on it and you open that website, that it is a legitimate site that you're looking for.
Just go, what you need to do is...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.